can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, September 18th, 2024, episode 105. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen. Forever with you is my heart's theme.
Oh, did you write that?
I did. 105 episodes. I got to start doing some work now.
I mean, I
can't start recycling them.
I know. Hello, my love.
Hello, darling. How are you doing? Look at your hair. It's so blonde.
It's the same as it was last week.
It's just that maybe the light or something.
Oh, probably because it sticks straight.
Cheers me, babe. Oh. Cheers me for a second. Do you can't even put it in a glass just to... Diet Pepsi?
Just splashed me in the face. Hey, listen.
Well, can I talk about the wine first?
Oh, sure.
I'm going to smell this. This, by the way, was a gift.
From?
I don't know.
Okay.
It is the Lynch Moussas Pouillac. Chateau Lynch Moussas 2016.
Ooh.
A Grand Cru Classe en 1855. Where does this come from? This sounds like it comes from France.
Maybe it was from Paul.
I have a feeling.
Paul and Ashley.
I have a feeling.
For your birthday.
Here you go. I'm going to try it now. It's been breathing for a little bit. Ooh.
Okay, I got to taste it.
Too bad you stopped drinking. Yeah,
I didn't stop drinking. I'm just don't drink
just
as
not
much
drinking.
As you do.
Just not. Okay. What do you think of that? It has a little kick to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it needs to open up. It's got a little
needs
a little
open,
hard
needs
end.
To open
it's got
up
a hard
even
ending.
More. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, you said like you were gonna berate me for something, so
well,
let's get back into it. Hey, let me guess. Is it about the state of the studio?
Yes,
of course it is.
I wish people could see this.
Take a picture. No.
Oh.
No, don't take a picture.
You know what it's kind of reminding me of, even though I've never seen it, but we've speculated?
What?
John C. Dvorak studio.
And nothing can be that dangerous.
I don't know. We got back 10 days ago, and your portable studio is still on the floor in your
to
studio.
Be completely honest. Yes. There's...
Yeah.
I don't know where to start, but I really have, because, you know, I can easily put the portable studio bags in the closet.
You just don't want to.
Well, there's that, but I really want to do everything all in one go. And I know if I just shove that stuff in the closet, then nothing else will happen. And there are at least 85 items in the studio that need to be put somewhere, and they can't all go in the closet. So I'm in a quandary here. Now there's books. There's lots of books, which I don't want to just put them away somewhere because I want to read them. And if I don't see them, then I won't read them. Help me.
Oh, if you let me loose in the studio, I would totally organize it. And I understand your pain because yesterday I went into our closet, and I almost said my closet
because I own most of it. Let's be honest. It's your closet. I have the short, one short wall.
Yes.
So two long walls, two short walls.
And only
walls.
Three drawers to my
that,
six.
Yes, correct. Yes. So you went into your closet that I visited.
And I started to, I wanted to pull down my boots because hopefully it's going to be boot season and I have to switch everything around. So I started going through
Babe,
all my
do you
shoes.
Want, do you want to Marie Kondo my studio?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
But I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, but
can I get in the closet? Pandora's box right there?
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to, I mean, we need a full day to do everything.
Yeah.
If you want to do the closet, then we have to take a full day. If you want to just help me do this and notice how I say help me.
Yes.
Which means I will stand there and go, no, not that. No, this is very important stuff. I need to be able to access this quickly at a moment's notice.
You have this monitor, this huge monitor that hasn't worked for 2 months and it's still just sitting here.
Well, it actually, sometimes it works.
Well,
every other day I test it and sometimes it goes on and then it goes, it has to go. It has to go. It has to, you're right.
Yes.
It has to go.
Mm-hmm.
It has to go. But I need a configuration.
Yeah.
I mean, I just need a configuration. Look at all this stuff. Look at all this stuff.
I know.
That's still from Christmas stuff.
I know.
That you were going to frame for me, but I'm not complaining.
It's not in here. It's in my
closet.
Studio.
Your studio.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Okay.
And maybe you take your guitars and you put your guitars somewhere else because.
Okay. Can we not talk about this on the show? Because now you're bumming me out.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Very good. Because it still has to look cool, like a studio, not just clean.
Well, it does look cool with your disco lights in here.
Okay. What else is on your list today, Tina? What's going on with you, girl? We've had a very busy week.
Yes.
I mean, since we came home, since the last show, I mean, of course, we had Wednesday. We came home Monday, then we had Tuesday to kind of turn around. Wednesday was busy. I was doing the Mo show. We did our show. Then Thursday, I did a show. Friday, I did a show. And that's when it started. You filled everything up.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yes. The social calendar kicked into high gear.
Well, yes. Yes. So on Friday night, Andrea and David invited us over for dinner to celebrate your birthday. So the celebration continues.
It just kept on going. Yes. I know. It's unbelievable. Yes. So kept on going.
You know, whenever we go to their house, we start with champagne and then...
Won't drink on the show.
Well, I was celebrating your birthday.
Uh-huh.
I celebrate your birthday all in Mexico.
I look over, you're like, I'm drinking tonight. I'm like, all right.
And then I have to slow down because I just can't.
It was very sweet because Andrea is an amazing chef and David takes his wine so seriously.
Yes.
And
they're perfectly paired.
Yeah. And she had just fantastic. Goat cheese with, with pear. Was it pear?
Any idea, but you were snuffing the charcuterie board like nobody's business.
Making spots on my fresh shirts once again.
I know. And then here comes Andrea with her spot remover. I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy in his spots. I'm not kidding you.
You're perfect, except for the spots.
This is what she said. She said, are you okay with sweet potato toasted pine nut polenta, roasted venison chops and ancho blackberry sauce, cappuccino chocolate cake for dessert, and also first course, sweet corn chorizo fritters.
Yeah. And we went, no, that's not good. Like, that's not good.
No, thank you.
So it's always, always so lovely to go over there.
And then here's your big potato and your meat.
No, it's okay. It's good. That was fantastic. And so.
That was really nice.
Yeah. And it was good. We woke up the next day. Everything was good. We weren't not hungover.
I woke up in the middle of the night and drank a whole glass of water. And that's why people are hungover. I wasn't drunk by any means because I stopped drinking.
Yeah. You were happy.
I was happy.
You were very happy.
Yes.
Yeah. Andrea was happy.
Yes.
Yes. Andrea gets very happy.
Yes, she does. And then, in the middle of the night, I got up and drank a whole glass of water and that really helped me.
And I will say because we used to talk about wine before you stopped drinking, we took over our last bottle of Familia Torres.
Yes.
The last, which is like the 2018, yes. Like the, the classy
Reserve.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Paired perfectly with the Venice.
And they're the perfect people to share that wine with because David knows his wine.
He chills it. Then he decants it.
Well, he puts the thermometer in it to check the temperature.
And then he takes it from the decanter, pours it back into the bottle.
Yeah. Why does he do that? To aerate it?
He says he doesn't like pouring it out of a decanter.
Oh, so there's no scientific reason.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Who knows? Okay. It looks cool. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was nice because I hadn't seen her since we got back from Mexico. So it was nice to have dinner with them. Yeah. So, and then Saturday, we went to the Boots and Barbecue.
Oh, yes.
Tea party? Party fundraiser?
This was fun. Although normally I don't like going to anything political, but really I don't think the tea party isn't really a political party anymore. It's Matt Long, who is a staple around Fredericksburg. It's his way of getting everybody together and saying, hey, let's make sure we keep our country what we want it to be.
Uh-huh.
And so he does this boots and barbecue. There must have been 300 people.
Oh my gosh. I was shocked at how.
And, really affordable. You know, it was like $95 for a ticket, which, normally any kind of fundraiser or anything is like $200-$300 a plate. So it was.
Nobody was raising their paddles though during live auction. Nobody was raising their paddles. I'm like, dude, inflation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had a silent auction with all kinds of cute little, small little, low ticket items, which was really nice.
Yeah.
And most of our church crew was there.
Yes.
But the speakers were Chip Roy.
Yes.
Who's one of our congressmen.
Kind of on the fence with him.
Yeah. What did you think?
I don't Trust him. He's a politician. Yeah.
And there was a Trump impersonator.
Yes, which gone on a little too long.
Went on a little bit too. But he was good.
Oh, my gosh. He sounded just like him. Didn't really look like him. Didn't have his stature. No, but. No.
And he was doing value for value. He said, it's important to tip your politicians. Like, what is he talking about? He said, there's a QR code on your table because, you know, you didn't get paid. So, you know, I made sure I Venmo'd him a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, man, what a gig that is.
$5.
What a gig that is. And then Mike Lindell, who
the My Pillow guy.
Yes. We shook hands with him for about
He didn't even look at you and like, hi, Adam Curry. He didn't even look at you like, hey.
Did you meet him? Did you say
hi? Oh. No, yeah. He didn't even look at you.
Yeah, I heard you say that the first time.
Oh, sorry.
That makes me feel very unimportant lowly.
It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with him.
I think he has, he might have some attention issues.
Well, he said that he can see discrepancies very easily and he used to count cards.
Yeah.
So he was able to really see discrepancies in the 2020 election. Right.
What'd you think of him in general as a speaker?
And it was so interesting because Annette brought him up too. My heart went out to him because they took him down. They took his business down. They could have shot him and put him in a grave, they would have. They did not like that he was meddling, not meddling, but he was uncovering things. And so hearing his story and how his business, they took away his banking, his PayPal, everything.
Although it's all back now. You can check out as his store, but they took him out of, you know, Bed Bath and Beyond and all these other places.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's not good,
and
man.
So that, I felt kind of bad about that. And then.
It was horrible.
Yeah, no, I did. And so then Annette said she went home and she bought things from MyPillow.com. And so did Dawn, because they were like, oh my gosh, we want to support
We got to help Mike. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was basically, I mean, what he was saying sounded very logical to me.
The only thing I missed at the Boots and Barbecue, I missed dancing.
Oh, no music.
That's the only thing I would have liked. Can we all dance and do it like a hoedown?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
Not like a Tannenbaum ball.
No, that's a hoedown. Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you doing that again this year, the Tannenbaum ball? They roped you in again?
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're very good at these things.
Well, I've kind of been an underachiever. I went to the meeting on Thursday and I said, I have one thing.
Oh, for the silent auction.
I said,
auction.
It's been quite the summer. I feel like an underachiever. And they said, it's okay. We understand. And so as the meeting was going on, I go, oh, I'll ask that person. I asked that person. So I got a couple more things. Oh, okay. So I felt a little
Don't
bit
Don't worry. There was
about
a meeting
it.
After the meeting. I'm like, man, Tina, she's not stepping up, man. She got to pull her weight around.
Listen,
here.
I didn't use you at all to get things. I did it all myself.
No,
so.
all my contacts have dried up. And people are like, oh, it's Adam. He's texting. I'm not going to answer his text.
Hardly. But I got to go hit up Hollywood. I'm going to hit him up for a teeth whitening kit. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
There you go.
And then I got to go over to Six Twists and get the certificate from them. So I got to do that. So yeah, I got a few things.
You're working for the community, girl.
Man, yeah, it'll be my last year doing this too. I don't think I'm going to do it again next year.
Yeah.
But I am, because I'm also working on the women's ministry at Bridge Church.
Yeah,
too.
You're busy.
There's a luncheon on Sunday where Annette is giving her testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a big event November 1st featuring an author, Rebecca Alonzo, who wrote the book Devil in Pew 7.
Oh, yeah.
If you have not read that book.
Yeah, you've mentioned this a couple times.
It is an amazing story of forgiveness. And when you're reading it, you're saying to yourself, this is a true story because that's how crazy the story is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's a good friend of Nomer's and Naomi,
Pastor
Brian's wife.
How proud were you of our very own Pastor Jimmy doing the prayer for the Boots and Barbecue dinner? How good is he?
He's so good.
Oh, man.
He's so good. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, with Tannenbaum, this will be my last year. So we'll go again this year. And then, I'm just going to focus on the church.
And then you're going to run for school board, I hear.
I have not made that decision.
People are like, Adam for mayor, Tina for school board. Like, what?
No,
what?
No. They were like, Adam for school board. And then somebody said, Adam for mayor. I don't know. I'm going to look into it. And you can't run for mayor. We live in unincorporated Fredericksburg.
That's so
you're
odd.
Not
I mean,
eligible.
We have Fredericksburg on our mailing address. I mean, how does that work?
I don't know. It's maybe odd. You should go to city council and ask them.
Yeah. Hey, can I become mayor?
I have a question.
I got a question, everybody. Hey, how do I become mayor? Can I be it if I live over there?
Yeah. So I don't know about that.
So it was not super late, but it was in Kerrville. So, and then, you know, Sunday is always early for me. Pastor Jimmy and I are both like, hey, this is great, right? Yeah. Are you ready to go? Yeah. We both got a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're texting at 5 a.m.
I know.
And they're like, hey, good morning. How you doing, brother?
I know. You're not up at 5 a.m. I don't know where you're getting
up. On Sunday, I get up at 5.
Oh, 5. Yes, yeah, yes.
Excuse me. What am I not? What am I not? Say it again.
I'm like, I'm usually out of bed before you these days.
I don't even remember your alarm going off at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do it for Jesus. Mm-hmm, there I am. Yes.
So anyway, but.
But then was it Monday? Yes.
Where we went to see Into the Light.
Yes.
Yes.
So
let me talk about that. I've been talking a lot.
Well, it was movie night.
Yes.
Movie night at the church at Bridge.
Oh, it was Monday night.
It
yes.
Was, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, bam, bam, bam.
Because
bam.
Monday during
no
the day.
No wonder I have no time to clean up the studio. I'm just trying to recover from all of the socials.
Well, when Dame Astrid and
Sir Mark
come in.
Oh no, it's going to be spotless. Yeah. It's going to be spotless.
Yeah, because
they're coming soon, aren't they?
They're coming like October 6th.
No, it's 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
October 6th?
Yeah, they're coming October. Yeah.
That's soon.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, like 2 weeks from Monday.
So the movie was Mike Smith's Into the Light.
If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you watch
Into
it.
The Light .movie. And it's really stuff that we know a lot about.
It's
you
what
know.
No Agenda has been doing for 17 years.
Much.
He just made a movie about it.
Yeah, pretty much. He's a former Hollywood stunt guy, but also.
Do you think he knows what you do? Do you think he knows about No Agenda?
Superficially, probably. Okay.
Why I squeezed your hand, your knee at the beginning of the movie. I'm like, you've been doing this for 17 years. You've been showing people that.
But he put it with visuals. He put it in like 70 minutes or 80 minutes. He kind of packaged it all in there.
But the one thing I wish he would have done in the film was to give a real life example of how people are deceived. And he had little snippets here and there, but like a whole like timeline so that people could see like, oh my gosh, I didn't
like
realize.
Examples of the deception. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, because I know it, but for all the people in the audience, I was hoping for that, but it's a really good film and it's a great introduction to show how.
And there's a lot of, because we had seen it before on, I think, your iPad.
Mm-hmm. And then I saw it at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, right. And,
yeah.
And you actually met him at Mar-a-Lago. You took a picture with him.
Mm-hmm.
Which he didn't remember.
No. Well, he's probably met thousands of people.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I like seeing it on the screen because now he has all kinds of scripture that I didn't really remember how interspersed that was into the film. And that was well done. And then they did Pastor Jimmy did a Q&A with him. And Laura Logan's in the film, who comes to a big discovery about her own life as a part of the system, which is kind of
how she's had a handler and she wasn't even aware that she had a handler.
Yeah, and she sees that in real time. You see her kind of discovering that. And her husband, Joe, who was wearing the most awesome T-shirt from a distance. It looked like I love my wife, but had little type in between that says, I love my wife, especially when she lets me scream at the kids.
Yes. You couldn't see that. But before the movie even started, I went up and I said hello to Annette. And there was a guy standing there and he hugged me. He's like, hey, nice to see you. And Annette goes, do you know, I forget what his name was.
I think it was Robert.
Yeah.
It was Mike's brother.
And
right?
I go, no. He goes, yes, you know me. I go, no. He goes, we went to dinner together. And I go, when? And he goes, oh, you're not Laura. He thought it was Laura Logan. I'm like, I consider that a compliment, but no, I'm not
Laura
Logan.
That was funny. That was pretty funny.
Because he's like, we went to dinner. What are you talking about? I'm like, no, we didn't. Anyway.
So afterwards, we went home. We just got home.
Oh, I was ready to wash my makeup off.
You've already jumped out of your clothes pretty much. I've already put on a sweatshirt. No, I put on a T-shirt. Like, I'm going to go walk the dog. And I got a text from Laura Logan. Hey, you guys want to come by and have one drink with us with Mike and his and Wendy, it's his wife.
His wife, yeah.
At A La Campagna, which is one of the great little restaurants here, not far from us. And I actually look at you and you're like, yeah, we should go.
Yeah.
And
because I thought we would have an opportunity to talk to Mike.
Yeah.
It's like, I really wanted to talk to him.
There was like 15 people there.
Yeah, we walk in, we're like, oh, we're all the way at the other side of the table. And I'm like, well, okay, well, we're not going to talk to him.
Yeah. It was nice though, because everybody stood up and told what they had, what their takeaway was from the film. And it was nice. You know, there were some bridge people there and Mike's and Joe, Lara's husband, his mom. And, you know, there were some interesting people.
And
there.
The one woman who's like, you're Adam Curry from MTV. Oh, yeah. She was, I'm fangirling over here.
Headbangers Ball, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh goodness. Here we go.
Anyway.
No, it was not. It was nice that she invited us.
Yeah, it was sweet. Yeah. It was sweet.
Laura Logan. She's very, very nice.
She is very nice.
Yes.
You just can't get around how nice she is.
And I want to, at the Boots and Barbecue, we met a new couple, Mark and Lori, and I want to have dinner with them too.
Yes.
And I really like them a lot. And they kind of had the same story we did. Like they were just dropped in.
Wait, weren't they at the A la Campagna as
yes.
well? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah. They seem nice. Yeah.
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 So
expanding the club.
That was fun.
Very nice.
Yeah. I have to make so many plans with other people though. So, but I did see the movie Reagan on Monday with my friend Karen.
How was it?
It was good. It was good.
Do you think the timing of it coming out around election is important?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't realize that Reagan won every state except one. What was it? Minnesota.
I don't know, but it was like 90% of all the vote.
All red.
It was amazing.
Yes. Yeah. But I didn't realize some of the controversy that he got caught in.
Iran-Contra.
Yes. Yeah.
Talk to my Uncle Don. He can tell you all about it. But it was really Bush Sr. who was his vice president. Mm-hmm. He was the one that was doing all that.
Yeah. 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 But he seemed like such an easygoing president, you know, the jelly beans and the...
I don't know about the jelly
beans.
Yeah.
Like he always had jelly beans. And then when he got shot, I didn't realize it was that serious.
Oh, it was shot. Yeah, it was real.
I didn't realize that at all. And
getting shot sucks.
wouldn't want to do it.
It's a real downer.
No, and when he's, you know, he when Nancy in the film, when Nancy came in, he's like, I forgot to duck. He said that to her. And he called her Nancy Pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he called her Nancy Pants. Yeah. It was a sweet movie. Yeah. It was sweet.
And how do you think it related to the election season?
Well, the one thing about Reagan is he infused God in everything. Mm. And that's what I liked.
Right.
Yes. He always.
And this
always,
Dennis Quaid plays him, right? Mm-hmm. Who was radically saved.
Yes. Yeah.
I saw an interview with him. Like, I didn't even know that about Dennis
Quaid.
And
that's where it's very different, because you don't hear a lot of God from our politicians anymore.
No.
I mean, when they say it. There's of the few that do say it, then they do.
Well, thoughts and prayers, everyone.
Yeah,
thoughts and prayers.
Then it's against everything else. But it was a good movie. I would wait until it streamed. I wouldn't necessarily go. Well, I guess you should go and support it in the theater. But
yeah,
it was good. I'm intrigued to find out a little bit more about him. And I told Karen, I said, I was just out of high school
Me
when
too.
He was first elected.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, and I didn't vote for him. I said, I always voted for Democrats because at the time I was pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I voted for Democrats all the time. And so I didn't really know anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to learn a little bit.
What do you think it was that opened your eyes to everything?
You? Are you kidding me? Just like, so when we had to go around the table and we had to talk about it, I said, I was the girl that would wake up every day, get ready for work and turn on the Today Show.
Woo,
and I listened to everything they said. And Matt Lauer, who had a rape button underneath his desk. I said, and it wasn't until I met Adam and Adam asked me, hey, so what do you think about Hillary Clinton?
You know, I got to ask you about this because that must have been such a radical change. Did you know? I mean, obviously you were completely taken in by my boyish charm and my
champagne.
My champagne. That really did it. Where did those days go?
Give me a break.
I'm just kidding. But did you not think to yourself at some point, like, this guy's kind of kooky?
I never thought that ever.
No?
Ever.
Did you immediately, because you were listening to Noah Jen. I know you were listening to the show.
I was only listening because I wanted to hear about your personal life.
Yeah, you wanted to.
I heard about Nurse Tracy. I heard about her driving back from San Antonio and you were asleep because you were sick.
Did you hear anything else besides that?
I heard about going to see the stars with Mark.
Did you?
Okay. I heard about that.
You don't remember any other
conversations? No, I wanted the juice, man.
So, okay, at a certain point, did you not think, huh, what is he talking about? I mean, was there no, you just kind of slid into it or?
Yeah, basically, like the more I got, because on our first day, I remember saying to you, when I first met you in 2014 mm-hmm. at the donor party,
yes.
I was probably a little, you know, fangirl.
Headbangers Ball, dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then there was you and your very tall wife at the time looked like trees. I was like, wow, like trees,
trees,
man.
Trees. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, and I was probably a little nervous when I came up to you and like offered the chocolates, just trying to create some conversation. But at the first meeting, mm-hmm. when I got to know you, I wasn't as like fangirly over you. Like, and I said
it's
to
just
you,
a dude.
I said, I want to know who you are. I don't want to know who Adam Curry, the celebrity, is. I really want to get to know you. And so our first date was, we just talked about everything. And then as we just started talking about things more and more, I got more interested.
I like this guy.
I was like, you were like, let's go steady.
Did I say that? I didn't say
no.
that.
No, you're
wanna
like,
wear my ring around your neck? Wanna wear my Letterman jacket? Like I'd have a Letterman jacket.
No, you said, I don't remember, but I remember where we were. We were sitting on your bed and it was June. It was late June.
My God, and the you things said, you remember.
It's oh, yeah, because these amazing. Are all sweet memories
yeah,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay.
And you said, I think that we need to be exclusive. Like we should only date each other.
I said that?
Yes.
Good move.
And I said, okay.
Okay. How many calls do I have to make?
I got two calls I got to make. And then we were walking around and we went into some art studio and you introduced me as your girlfriend. And that was the first. Yeah. And then I think shortly thereafter you told me you loved me. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, oop.
Oop. So, but no, I mean, I think that I just got the more that you talked, the more I became interested. And then I started listening to No Agenda more and it started to resonate. Mm. And so then my thought process started to change. And I started just like anybody who starts listening to No Agenda. But, and it's like your amygdala changes, shrinks.
Right, right. Yeah. But you didn't have like these conflicting thoughts. Like, because today, if you had met me today with today's media, you might have thought this guy is a right wing nut job. You know what I mean?
But you know what, Adam? I was so asleep that I don't know that I would have paid attention to the media. But, you know what I mean? I was raising my girls. I was men.
Right.
When
but
I was
Matt
divorced,
Lauer would have been saying, oh, these people are crazy.
I probably would have been like, okay, whatever. And not think like when I mentioned to my sister Lisa about January 6th and she turned to me and she said, what happened on January 6th? Mm. And that's where I was like, I didn't pay attention. I didn't want even like Elise is like, I don't want to listen to any of that garbage. Mm-hmm. I don't care. That's where I was.
Right.
I don't care. But since I married a man or, you know, dated and then married a man, I became very interested. Mm-hmm. I was very, very interested and I could see my eyes opened up. My ears opened up.
I red pilled you.
You're big time. I don't even know if it's red pilled. I don't like that necessarily. That's
well,
I just became aware.
Well, red pill originally stems from the Matrix.
Matrix, yeah.
You took the red pill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now,
but it was your whining and dining me and champagne and taking me places, concerts.
I
and
still
having,
take you places.
Really?
Oh,
I know. You just took me to Mexico. That wasn't good.
Wow.
That wasn't nice.
Wow.
No, but I mean, it was just the fun of dating, you know, and just laughing and having fun. And we always laugh. We still
every
just like the other day when I was making fun of you, cause you had your red. Okay. So when Adam and I were dating, it was like a few months and
here
I had this zit on my chin and he looks at me and he touches it and points and he goes, what's that? Here, I'm trying to cover it up.
I wanted to get it out of the way. Like, I see you.
Like, you see this cyclops on my...
You didn't have to be self-conscious on it. Like, might as well.
So then the other day, I'm like, what's that red dot between your eyes?
And what did I say?
You looked at me and you go, you like your life?
No. I said, that's aggravation from you. That's what I said. You like your life was something else.
No. I said, oh, I see your dot. Your dot is there again. You looked at me and you go, you like your life? I'm like, you're making some weird. That was, I don't know if you read the newsletter. I don't think you did because you would have mentioned it. And the title of the newsletter was someone's making threats. And I said, I'm not scared.
I'm sorry. I did not see it. And you should.
No. I'm not going to babysit you on this. Either you're interested or you're not.
I'm very interested, but it doesn't show. I have 200 emails.
Am I going in your spam? Your spam folder?
In my newsletter folder.
Oh, well, that's
because
the
it has
abyss.
The word unsubscribe in it. I can't really. Oh. So what was the picture you used?
You'll just have to pull it up.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to do this.
You haven't seen this picture either.
Really? Is this some secret picture?
I just figured you would look at. Thank goodness Christina Pearl helps me with this because I don't know what I would do if I didn't have her to help me. Okay. Don't let that go to your head, Christina.
Let me see. Throwing threats. Oh, here we go. All right. Show images. Aww, it's my birthday cake.
Yes.
At David and Andrea's.
Yes,
oh,
the cappuccino
nice.
Cake that was so delicious.
That was good.
Yes.
That was good. Good newsletter, babe.
Okay.
So let's talk about your hiking the Smoky Mountains because that's in the newsletter.
Yes.
And the black bears.
Yes. Yes. So we're all set. I ordered my mess kit today. I ordered another pair of hiking pants.
This is Blonde Squad and Trisha.
Blonde Squad plus Trisha. The band is getting back together.
Are you going to be gone for a show day? Or are we going to
miss? No, I'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, so you won't miss a show?
No.
Oh, good.
No, I'm so dedicated. I planned around
this
the show.
This is how it should be.
Yes.
Otherwise,
I
could give you a mobile rig. You could set it up in the Smoky Mountains.
It's like Sir Patrick Coble. He emails me. He's like, hey, would you like to do a keep up in the
Smoky
and I'm
Mountains?
Like, no, probably in Gatlinburg. I'm like, no, we don't have enough time for that. But anyway, yes. So we're all set. There's seven of us.
Okay. And, who's going? You want to run down the list real quick?
Okay. Hold on. Let me make sure I don't want to forget anybody.
Well, first of all, I know Dame Christina Pearl is going, which
she's
a newbie.
New, she's so
new.
She's being the initiation is happening with her.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
She doesn't know what that is.
No,
Anamika, Renee from Anamika and Renee live in Florida. So they're driving up.
Right.
Rosalyn.
Yes.
Shayna. Stephanie, mm-hmm. who's from Arizona.
Yep.
And me. So there's seven of us.
Nice.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun.
Seven's a good number.
We're going to probably have to split up and one person's going to have to probably stay with another stranger.
Oh.
Because it's odd numbers.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone's going to have to stay with another stranger?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know.
I feel so bad for Shayna.
Oh. So anyway, so we were talking about the black bears last time. I'm like, I'm not afraid because I guess they're very domesticated.
Yeah, don't try it out.
Well, no, Jessica emailed me and she listened to our show and she's like, yes, they're around, but people they don't typically bother you. They kind of stay away from you. So mm-hmm. I'm not concerned.
Please take some bear spray just in case.
I'm not going to do that because the Explorer chick should have that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not worried.
All right.
But what a way to go. How'd she die? She got mauled by a black bear.
Eaten by a bear. Man.
So I've been training. I've had to actually put on my hiking boots and start walking because I work out, but I don't have the cardio. I'm not cardio conditioned. So 3 days a week now I'm out there just walking just to get my boots ready and to get my lungs ready. So
what's the altitude?
I don't know.
Yeah. But you look good, girl. First of all, you look good with your tan.
Oh, it's fading.
Real good.
It's fading.
No, it's not fading.
It's okay.
No, you look good. And now you're walking like, pom, pom, pom. Every morning get up. It's either working out or work or walking.
Yeah, 6 days a week now. Three days walking, 3 days working out. Yeah.
Yes, I feel very inferior.
Yeah. Well, you can join me.
Yeah, I could.
Why don't you walk with me?
No. I got to clean up the office. Oh. Sorry, it's too much to do.
Anyway, I like my life, so. Yeah. So talk about your big interview yesterday, your show.
Yes. Well, so yesterday was, I've had so many calls and meetings. There's a lot of things.
You're busy.
A lot of things
You're
going.
Busy.
We got a new venture we've started up, which a little too early to talk about it. There's also a huge opportunity that came in from Europe, which is kind of exciting.
Oh, I know. I'm excited about that too.
Yeah. Which is a little too early to talk about it, but you know, depending on how it goes. Which is kind of a, just think 80s show could be fun.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Starring Adam Curry.
And a cast of thousands.
Yes. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. I would love for
Jim, Pastor Jimmy and Annette to go with us. Anyway.
Okay. Already you're confused. We don't even have a deal on this thing yet.
I feel it though. I feel it's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
It'll just be fun. Anyway, go ahead.
So I had calls and I was meeting with people. I met with, went to have coffee with David Young. I met with Parker, you know, he's this young man here in Fredericksburg, and we meet once in a while and just talk about life and stuff. Some he's mentoring, I guess, kind
of. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then I had to go to Kerrville for my teeth cleaning, which I actually still experience it as a joy. Because I go,
so weird.
It really is. I go in like, I'm so happy to see you guys. And they're like, oh, we're happy to see you.
Yeah, because they're like, Adam,
how you doing? And, you know, checked all my teeth, my implants, everything's good. The bone is growing perfectly. Maverick was there, you know, so he got in my mouth. I'm like, all right, let me check everything. And then Mandy cleaned it all out. She says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So I am judicious with my teeth. And
yes, and three times a day.
I am protecting the investment.
Yes.
And then hurried back because at 7 last night, I was live in the Dorfelverse.
Yes.
Which
now,
is,
TJ the Raffle, he has created many of the jingles for us.
Yes.
He and his entire family are incredibly talented.
Well, I mean, we have the 10 Dorfel kids.
And Papa and Mama Dorfel.
Papa and Mama Dorfel. Mm-hmm. Mama Dorfel, of course, we talked about her
with her woven towels.
Yes. And so they do this show where they talk about their music, they play music, and they, you know, they banter back and forth. It's really good. Is it called the Dorfelverse.com? Into the Dorfelverse. It's live. I think it's every other week. And so this was episode 33.
Where did they meet? Is that a studio or?
Yeah.
Most
of them are in the studio, and then Cousin Mike is somewhere else. And so they're not all in the same location. Some are in Florida. I think some may be in Tennessee. I'm not quite sure. But they're in the Dorfelverse. It's universal. And I was in the Dorfelverse myself. And I love these guys. I mean,
Who talked the most?
TJ talked a lot. But they all went around the table on talking about, mm-hmm. Asking questions, and you were watching live.
I was going in and out, and I wanted to boost, and I was like, how do I do this again? I couldn't remember
how to boost.
I hadn't boosted in a long time.
Oh no. This is an outrage.
I figured it out. I texted a friend who shall not be named.
Yes.
And he's like, what's wrong with you?
Really? Are you the Podfather's wife? I mean, do you forgot how to boost?
I've never boosted a live show.
Well, it came in perfectly on time.
It was like the last one,
yes,
too,
it was.
Right?
It was outstanding.
It was the baller boost.
And then they played their new song, and they said, which version do you like?
They played two versions, yes.
And you like the second version more.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that first version.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they're so go listen to the show. It's episode 33, and they purposely did an episode 32 and a half.
Because we were on vacation, that's why.
Yes, because they wanted Adam to be on episode 33.
Yeah, it was, I just love those guys. And you didn't hear the end. I think it was Ben, I'm not quite sure. Yeah, because now Curtis had his own. I think it was Ben, and he says, "I just need to do a God shot."
Oh, I love that!
And it was like, just because they had basically disbanded, they were done. They're like,
yes,
it wasn't going to happen.
It wasn't ever going to happen.
And then podcasting 2.0 came along, and it was all just. I mean, we know exactly who was in charge of this. Obviously,
yes.
God brought
Hello.
Them into this.
Hello,
but they walk through the steps, and they've just their creativity has been reignited, and they're getting value back. They're not making a living off of it, but they're getting value back, and they enjoy the process and being with each other. And I think Papa Dorfel is, looking at getting the band back into some stuff, because he was always kind of their manager.
Uh-huh.
They did a reality show. They did a sizzle reel for a reality show.
Oh, they did?
I want to show it to you. It's very cute.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I mean, they're a walking, talking reality show.
Yes.
I mean, are you kidding me? These guys?
Yeah. I like that they used, when you were talking about 10 kids in the family, they used that in their intro.
Yeah. There's like 10 kids in this family. Yes. By the way, we got a note from Nick Grass. Nick and his wife love listening to Curry and the Keeper, and he had a tip about sunburns.
Oh.
And he says vinegar.
Vinegar?
He says vinegar is a great lotion to take the heat and the pain out of a sunburn. Now, I wasn't sunburned. He said, you smell like a salad, though.
Yeah. It's like my weeds when I spray my weeds.
Yes. He says that he and Jane Deere, Jane, his dear Jane, they're 73. And they listen to the show, and he says, keep up the 7X Bible studies. They absolutely are a help in your life and love and growth.
For sure.
It's so nice and encouraging to hear about them. By encouraging, I mean two things. First, I'm encouraged for you and your spiritual journey with Tina. And second, it encourages me by your example. It validates that such weird behavior is actually done by other people. And you talk about it openly, even though you are not a preacher. God bless you and Tina, and we pray for you guys.
That was very sweet. Thank you.
He also prays for John.
Oh.
Yeah, he needs a lot.
Yes.
He needs a lot of prayer.
Yeah, yeah. The lapsed Catholic. Yeah.
See, what else?
What else you got on your list?
Well, I think I kind of ran through most of it.
Wow.
It just feels like there's a lot coming up between now and when you leave, you know, with Sir Mark and Dame Astrid.
Well, we're meeting Trey Blocker.
That's right.
Trey goes to our church. He has a gin distillery called Salvation Spirits.
Yes.
Very, very faithful man. And so we're going to be talking to him about bringing more of Jesus.
Yes. Into Fred.
Yeah. So we have that going on. We have the women's luncheon, Annette's giving her testimony on Saturday.
I don't have the women's luncheon.
No, you don't. Yes, you do. But we don't have any other plans. We are open.
No, I heard you this morning say, hey, there's something going on Saturday. Want to do it?
Augusta Vinn, it's their 5th anniversary. I said, you want to do it?
Kind of have to do that,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. But no, I mean, yeah, we don't have really no plans this weekend or the following weekend.
What will we talk about on the show?
I have no idea. People are going to tune out.
How about we thank some people?
How about you plan a great date for me and you? How about that?
Okay. All right. I'm kind of liking this idea. Yes. Sorry, I was just testing my drum.
Okay. Before we get on to that, I just wanted to wish a very happy birthday to two very important people in my life. On the 20th. Friday, it's my sister Toni, my baby sister's 50th birthday.
Woo!
50.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the oldie club. Welcome to the old. What is it? Dancing to the oldies? What did.
That was what Richard Simmons did. Dancing to the oldies.
Wasn't dancing. It was. What did he do to the? Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Swinging, twisting,
something to the oldies. Mm-hmm. Exercising, whatever.
Now it's bugging
and then me. Also on the next day, on the 21st, it's my mom's birthday. She will be 83.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sweating to the oldies.
I knew
I would get.
So happy birthday. There's a lot of September birthdays. But anyway, carry on.
Okay, here we go. Back to the drum.
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
That's right, Cork Soakers. Right. Your turn is up.
We got to hear from those Cork Soakers now.
What did you say?
Yeah. What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
That's right. Value for value is the name of the game. We're putting this out to you completely free of charge. No hurdles, no paywalls, no subscriptions, no limits, no nothing. And all you got to do is send something back to us of equal value, what it is to you. Then that can be time, talent, treasure. Tell someone about the show. Get someone to use one of the modern podcast apps like Fountain. And by the way, we had another meeting today with the company that's going to make it so easy.
Oh, good, good.
You connect, and it can be any app. You connect it to your bank account, and you just put dollars in. You can send dollars. You don't have to know how it works under the hood. This is accelerating.
So they're simplifying it.
It really is.
Hey, what is Bitcoin at now?
I think it's like at 60. Let me see.
We're not giving financial advice.
No, 62. 196. Yeah, 62.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So those of you who were sending us Bitcoin when it was 40, thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you, because we haven't done anything with it.
We just put it in our wallet.
We did buy some beef from KNC Cattle one time. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got mega baller boosters.
Ooh.
Two in a row from the
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
what are you gonna
say? I know who.
From the one and only. Pastor Jimmy, yes. Striper Booth. To be fair, I missed boosting on their show. So I said.
You did a double boost.
I did a double boost.
Now we're going to be number one on the chart.
Fountain top 10, baby. I don't know. Living up in a down world is going to be pretty close.
No, you
know?
That's true.
So he sent in 77,777 twice.
Times two.
He says, I'm shocked. that I missed boosting last week. I really thought I had boosted. So sorry. Love the episode. Love you both. KYBO, keep your buckets overflowing. And he sent the second one with a makeup boost. To
thank you.
All good, brother. So we got a rather distressing note from our salmonier, our fresh salmonier, Marco.
Oh, Marco, yes.
In the Netherlands. And he said, well, he reboosted, of course.
I sent his two glasses and his
coasters.
Cost me $72 to send it.
And then the Dutch customs decided to charge him €43 import. And I don't understand how they just make that number up. How can two glasses and two coasters be, you know, I mean, what does he think they're worth? Like $5,000?
Oh my God.
It really sucks. And I don't understand how to get around that, but it makes sense. You're just sending someone something. It's like you can't send someone a Christmas present
What is the fee? I don't understand.
Import duty. And what did you
based put? On what value? I didn't put. She told me it was covered for $100. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
What do you mean
fine. Covered
for $100?
Insurance, $100.
Yeah, but the insurance has nothing.
I did not put a value on it. I certainly didn't put a $500 value.
You insured it?
No, it was automatic. It's automatic.
There's something screwy with this. Anyway, Marco was kind enough to boost in with $12,345. Oh. And he says, very unfortunate. Those shipping costs are that high. Indeed, taking them with you in December would be an option if we have any other people in the Netherlands or anywhere else in Europe. Even to send it locally. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot. And I'll keep a lookout for it to arrive safely. Actually, here he says it would be hilarious if the custom also charged it. Well, they did. I mean, he says it's still worth it, no matter what. It's still worth it. But I feel bad about
Marco,
that.
Marco, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Well, I have a lot of euros here. I'll bring them and I'll reimburse you when I see you.
And we're putting the 50 euros towards your next level, salmon, towards your next glasses, which we'll then bring with us.
And really, it's 75. Well, no, 50 euros. No,
it's 40. It was like 43 euros, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway. How old-fashioned is this world?
I know.
I can send Bitcoin in 10 minutes, no charge.
I know.
Michael Hall comes in with his $7, as he usually does. We appreciate that. 10,000 sats here from Comic Strip Blogger.
Oh, CSB.
And, he's promoting something new here. He says, if you own an iPhone or an iPad.
I do.
That's you. I recommend the podcast player app from hypercatcher.com.
Oh.
It offers... Go ahead.
Is it it's podcasting 2.0?
It sure is.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
It offers built-in on-device free transcript generation for podcasts that don't already have transcripts.
Oh.
Yo. CSB.
Thank you, CSB.
And then with a mini Striper boost, 7,777.
Let me guess.
You get one guess.
Sir Brian with one eye.
Yes, with one eye, yes.
I said Sir Brian with one eye that has a sty.
He says, I was scrolling through the channels last night and saw that Adam was on TV, so I decided to check it out. Well, that's fake news. You were texting Tina for 3 days. Like, are you going to be there? Going to be in the chat? You're going to be watching?
And I'm like, nah, I'm going to watch TV. Why?
He says, I must say that your sun poisoning has turned into a very nice tan. You look great on camera. And so I'd like to propose that Adam and Tina do a video podcast on the first week of December to celebrate the 3-year anniversary of the show.
Oh, okay.
You don't have Tourette's. I mean, I'm not too hyped about that. And we need Vineyard Nation to send in donations to support the first ever Curry and the Keeper video episode. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
That's a good idea.
It's not a good idea. Look at the mess of the studio.
Oh, it'll be cleaned up by then.
Really? You want to do video?
Maybe we should for our third year. Be fun.
Okay.
Oh, we still haven't done the show with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. We were supposed to do that months ago.
Yeah.
Things got busy.
We haven't even had dinner together for weeks. I mean, it's amazing. Like
the year is almost up.
I know you went out with Annette today and I had coffee with Pastor Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're like, oh man, I'm glad it's just us, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm kidding.
I know you didn't say that.
I know I didn't say that. Hey, we got another mini Striper boost, 77. And it's Marco Frissen again. He says,
Marco?
Langoustine boost.
Oh.
And let's see. We have, a 9-11. Emergency boost from the OG Sam and Ye.
Oh, Michael.
He says, now the weather has broken and Tina might have a glass of wine while on U.S. territory. It's time for some more wine. Stay tuned and stay blessed, young couple.
Mm-hmm. I know he sends the best wine. Ooh, mm-hmm. Michael.
If he sends and some, will you have some on the show?
Yes, I will. I promise. And it was just their anniversary, I think, last week. So happy anniversary. I saw it on Instagram.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
They have the cutest dog.
Oh, they do?
Oh my gosh, their dog is so cute. Yes.
Our dog's cute.
Yeah.
Our dog's been good, man.
She's been sweet.
She has been.
She followed me. She wanted to get in my car today. I'm like, dude.
She can't even get in your car.
You're not allowed in my car.
You know, she was so upset, I think, for that first day or two after she
came.
She was
mad, bro.
She was a little bit mad.
She was aloof.
But now she's right back into it. She's laying down with us everywhere we go.
She misses Elise because Elise would pet her 24/7.
She does. And then she went with me to the bank today to go drop off a check. And she just loves that. She's like,
I know.
Yeah, I didn't even have to use the C-A-R word. I just say, you want to come?
Oh, really?
And she knew right away. Because, you know, whenever I get my keys, she's always...
Yep.
And I said, no, you can't go this time, Bubba. And then she'll know. She gives you that look.
I know.
She'll stand there.
I mean, she sits there. When we leave together, she's standing there looking at us like, what? Again?
We have been in and out. And when we came home after the movie, and she's like, oh, hi. Because we call her. She comes out of the studio where she has her bed. Hi. And then we're leaving. And she's like, what is going on with you guys?
But today was the first time that she ever followed me into the garage because I was loading the car up with the coolers and stuff. And she was just,
But she doesn't run away. You know,
the door was closed though. Yeah. She wasn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But she came in like, go in your car, Mom?
Yeah.
No, she knows. She was going to the bank. Come on. And she runs out, gets in the car ready. And she's just so sweet. And everyone is always waving to her from other cars. And then we go to the bank and then I say, does Phoebe want a treat?
Yes. Yeah. Do they know her name?
Oh, yeah.
And they know her name?
Yeah. Hi, Adam.
Adam Curry.
No, it's Mr. Curry or Adam. And depending on who it is. And does Phoebe want a treat? And they send it in the tube. Get your deposit slip. That's got a treat in the tube.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you. We love your boostergrams.
We got a couple gifts. I didn't know. Are you done with the list?
No, I just want to, I'll tee you up. Don't worry.
It's coming. Oh, sorry.
We love your boostergrams. We love your PayPals. We love the notes that you send with it. We love your emails. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. The Aboot page. Aboot has everything. There's a big donate button so you can go there. And of course, also our P.O. box, which is 1849, 786-2424 in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Yep.
We love going to the P.O.
box. Yes, it's like Christmas. We appreciate it.
We got some more stuff in the P.O. box.
We did. We got two gifts. So we got a really beautiful little basket with a tile at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. The blue thing?
Yes. Yes. And it's so...
That's handmade,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Who sent that to us?
I hope I'm saying her name like Rami, R-A-M-I, Rami McKinney.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous. And like,
Gorgeous.
I love it. And we're going to use this.
Did she have a note?
Yes, she did. She said, just a little gift for you and the keeper, Rami.
Now you can put hot stuff on that.
Yes. Oh,
That's cool.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much. That was
very,
so sweet.
Very
and
cute.
And a thing of peanuts.
Yes. Organics.
Yes.
Organic peanuts.
Oh, no, it's from Virginia.
Yeah. It's the real deal. Yeah. It's not from some factory.
No. No. Is there fake peanuts?
Believe me.
Is there?
Believe me.
You know, okay.
Believe me. Fake peanuts
and
everywhere.
And then we got another book and there was no card. So we don't know who sent this to us. So thank you. But it's it's called The Reconstruct, Recovering Christian Advance in a Culture of Retreat.
Yeah. That sounds like an interesting book.
Yes.
I want to read that for sure.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you. That was really thoughtful.
We love it when you do that. And we love it when you just tell someone else to listen to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
I should just check and see how many people are listening.
You should.
I can probably take a look at it.
Yeah.
But first...
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
That's right, everybody. Everybody, you know, the whole term God Shot has really taken on a life.
I like it.
Everybody's using
it. I stole it though. I can't.
Didn't you get it from Julie?
No, I got it from the Bible Recap.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here, hold on a second before you do anything. Let me take a look at our, I got our stats right here. Oh.
Oh.
Unique audience in August, almost 9,000.
Oh,
that's a lot. That's a lot of people.
Is that up? Seems low.
September actually is, we're at 9,500 September so far, but we won't know the final number until the end. August is a vacation month.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Is it?
That's a lot of people. Would you like them over to the house?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people if they showed up all at one go.
No.
Reminder.
Yes.
October 18th.
Yes. Oh, meetup.
Meetup in Fredericksburg. NoAgendaMeetups.com has it. It's 1776.
And it's the full moon inn. Yes. Is that where what it's called? And you can stay there. People are coming in for it.
Full moon inn bed and breakfast. And the keeper will be there. Although I really had to beg. I wasn't going to go. You are being advertised as being
there. I know. Somebody who shall not be named bought some of that wine that John... The crate of wine.
And the Costco crate.
Yeah. And he's like, now you have to come. And I'm like, okay, hopefully he'll remember it.
I'm sorry. Back to your God show. Okay. I'm sorry.
So I have this prayer journal that I have, and I don't really follow the prompts in it. What I use it for is I write down scripture that really resonates with me that day. Sometimes I write in it. You know, sometimes I don't. It just depends on
You don't do it like on a daily basis.
No, it just depends if the scripture really resonates with me. And so I'm almost through the whole book. And Annette bought it for me last year for my birthday. And now I'm just starting to look for open spaces. Like, I just want to fill it. Like,
so you literally just open up a page and you just write stuff no matter where it opens?
Yes. I've started doing that because I'm almost done. Like, all the pages have been written on, but not all the space on the page has been written on.
How many pages is that?
I don't know. But I love it. I'm going to just keep filling it up. I'm just going to load it up.
Yeah.
I just love it because I love going through it and I love seeing what I wrote and what I'm praying for. And
do you date the entries?
Usually I do.
Of course you
do. Usually I do.
You are so organized. I love you.
Usually I do. You're really good. I'm finding different spots now that are open, I haven't dated it, but usually I date it. So, we all sin, we all fall into sin. I mean, we do. And it could be something really simple, and not intentional. And so this past weekend, I got a little too into my own ego and I realized that that's not Christ-like, and I recovered out of it pretty quickly, but I was there. Mm-hmm. And, so today I'm reading,
I think it was the YouVersion Bible.
Yeah, yes. Bible. So I'm reading Psalm 51:10, which is create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me, which is just, and that was David who was saying that, like, just because he had sinned as well. And so he was just saying, keep working me. So I open up my prayer journal and I just open up a random page and I write the scripture
in the empty space.
In the empty space. And I'm writing my little notes to myself about why it meant so much to me, especially tying into that situation that happened. And I look up at the top of the entry and it's the same exact scripture, the same exact 51:10.
Wow.
I know.
Mind blowing.
And I literally just opened up the book, found an empty space, wrote it in there. And I was like, oh, what's this one on top? Same exact one.
Did you have any notes?
Yes, on the top I did. One? Yes. Oh. And I meant to bring it in and I didn't bring it in. But
do you remember what it was about?
I don't remember the notes. No. But I was like, that to me was God driving it home. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice? I turned to you. Oh, no, you went, I'm like,
you're not going to believe this. Yes.
And of course I go, yep, I actually believe that right away.
Yeah. So, and I guess my whole thing about this scripture is that, we all falter. We all have misfires, and just give it to God. Ask for forgiveness. Repent. Give it to God.
Yeah, because David, he slept with another man's wife. He then tried to kill him.
No, he killed him
to cover it up.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about your sin.
Yeah.
That's a double shot.
So, and it's always, you know, renew a steadfast spirit within me. And that, you know, just going through that experience, and it was upsetting. It was upsetting to me, you know, that it was. Mm-hmm. And, boy, but as hard as it was for my heart, I learned so much from it, you know, and God, yeah, renew a steadfast spirit within me. And I'm like, oh, yes.
Fantastic. So,
yeah, it was really cool when I opened up that book. And I love this little prayer journal. I mean, I'm just writing all over it now.
Sounds like you need a new one pretty soon.
No, I don't want. I want to fill every single white space on it.
Okay.
And you know what? When I write in it, I use my best handwriting too. Like
of course
I'm
you
very
do.
Because it's like my love letters to God, you know. Oh. And I my handwriting is so perfect in that. In that.
By the way, great title for a book.
Love letters to God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Or show title.
I was looking for one. Thank you. I have exactly zero show titles.
Yes. So that was my God show.
Oh, I love that,
isn't that
babe.
Cool?
Yeah, really good. You know,
God's always like,
you know, Dreb Scott always does our chapters and he puts a special chapter for the God shot.
Yes.
I have a feeling a lot of people go, hey, New Career in the Keeper, let me hit the God shot first. Like go straight to that chapter.
Or
I'll bet you people do that.
There are some people that go straight to the donation segment.
Well, yes. Only, and please, Dreb, could you mark Sir Brian with no eye?
Now he has no eye.
Could you mark him as a chapter so he can just go to that and just listen to his own boost and then he doesn't have to listen to the rest of the show? That would be perfect.
You know what? It's time for the question of the week.
Hi, everybody. It's time and I have a question this
time. Oh, yay. I'm excited.
Oh, really? You know they suck.
Yes, I do know that.
So actually, Tina this morning was like, see, and the way you said it was really sweet because, you know, you would have said it in a different tone a couple of weeks ago before you found your joy again. You're like, hey, could you do the God shot and the question of the week? I'm like, yeah, sure. I think a few weeks ago, it would have been like, I'd be like, what's wrong?
I don't think it's a chore.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
But a few weeks ago, you might have said it a little differently. It was just it was noticeably
nice.
I was
heavy. I was a little heavy.
This morning?
No, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, back to...
No, listen. I'm light now. I'm airy.
Yes,
I'm like
are.
Happy.
You, and by the way, your wife is never heavy. No, light as a feather and beautiful. All right, question of the week.
Yes.
I really... these usually turn out very bad, so who knows what's going to happen. Here we go. What was the first song you can remember memorizing all the lyrics to?
Oh.
And can you still do some of those lyrics?
No. Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh. See how hard it is?
I mean,
this question just came to me out of the blue. I'm like, this might be fun to do.
I don't know if I could remember the lyrics.
Well,
oh,
it's okay
goodness.
Because, but you probably remember.
I mean, the song that pops into my head and
that's
I remember.
The one I want. That's the one I want.
And I remember being in this Hessville restaurant with my parents eating.
How old were you?
Probably like 13.
Yeah,
eating
sounds about right.
Mashed potatoes and gravy and roast beef. I remember that. And it was Elton John's Benny and the Jets.
Benny and the Jets. Really?
Yes.
Do you know any of the lyrics anymore?
No, I can't remember. No.
So that's a good one, by the way.
That's a good question, babe. It's not lame.
Oh, thank you. It's not lame.
You're not lame.
I'm not lame. So I had to think about this because it's been so many songs. And I think I was also 13. The movie Grease had just come out.
Oh.
And I had the double album soundtrack.
Oh.
And, you know, as a kid, I was hopelessly romantic. I really
you
was.
You still are, babe.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
But, you know, I was awkward and hopelessly romantic.
Yes. And you were like, no chicks would look at you?
No.
Yeah, because
no,
of your purple jumpsuit you used to wear?
I was a jumpsuit. No, it was a body shirt. My mom, she made me wear that. No, that
did
was
you
when.
Snap?
No, that was when I was six or something. It was horrible.
All right, I'm throwing you off track. Okay.
Stranded at the driving, feeling like a fool. What will they say? Monday at school.
Oh my gosh.
That's John Travolta singing
yes,
Sandy.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love that. And aww. It was just, it really hit me. And
so
I could
was that your first album you ever bought?
Oh, that's a good question. It may be. I mean, I had albums before And yeah, well, actually, my parents had Jesus Christ Superstar. So I was contemplating if I remembered all the lyrics from that, but I think I was too young. But I remember, I don't know how to love.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I know. And they're like, no, nah, that's not good for the show. I'll do Stranded at the Drive-In. And it was just such a, it was a romantic song, aww. You know, and he was missing Sandy, his love. And,
yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
So what was your first album? Did you say?
No, I think that might've been my first.
Grease.
No, you're right. Now I think about it, no, because right after that is when I could, the Beatles, the Double Blue album and the Double Red album, I can sing every one of those songs.
Really?
Every single, cause it's kind of like a collection of Beatles songs. Every single one, I know what tracks come after the, you know, holy each smokes. Track. I mean, I play, I love the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were probably a Rolling Stones girl.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't a Beatles fan either.
You were like Bee Gees?
No. I was, my very first album was Aerosmith, Get Your Wings.
Oh man. See, now I look like a dork. I was rocking. I'm like, I want to hold your hand. You're like, what was the song?
Train Kept a Rolling.
Oh man. You're a rock chick, man.
I was a rock chick.
Did you ever watch Man Headbangers Ball, be honest?
Of course I did. Yeah.
And what did you think? One day I'm going to marry him.
I was like, wow. He's super cute.
Wow.
I thought you were cute.
What's
for
up
sure.
with that hair?
Yeah. No, I had the same hairstyle. We were twins.
We basically have the same hairstyle.
We did. Yeah.
And luckily, it's not the same anymore.
No, thank goodness.
But we both still have our hair.
If you showed up with that hair, like when I saw you 10 years ago, I'd be like, dude,
get a clue.
It was just like when I went to see Cheap Trick in West Palm Beach. Okay?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
And so he came out and he had on his military.
Robin Zander.
And he had on the hat and you could see the long blonde hair. And then halfway through the concert, he took the hat off and the hair and he's bald.
Like, major downer.
That was, yes.
Why would you even do that?
But I think that if you showed up with big hair, oh no. We would not be together.
Podcasting might not have even been invented.
No. Because you were ruining the ozone layer.
I love you, Tina Marie.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see y'all next week, everybody.
Curry and the Keeper.